Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Parker Messick balled out today. We could, as annoying as today felt because of the blown save, because Kenny Pickett didn't practice and he's not going to play, and I'm so confused about these Browns quarterbacks, I'm starved for Cavs news. It wasn't a bad day. The sun is going to come up tomorrow because Parker Messick balled out. Justin Latta, Locked On Guardians, joining me here on the Fan Hotline. Justin, your boy, Parker Messick, had a really good debut. What'd you make out of it, man?
Yeah, it was about as good as a debut you could expect. I mean, I thought he pitched exactly like the prospect we saw in the minor leagues, and that's a real testament to him to come up and pitch like he was a veteran and didn't try to do too much, didn't try to pitch beyond what he can do, and that's hard to do in your debut, especially in that ballpark against a pretty good lineup.
Dude, you hit it. Like, it looked like he had 99 MLB starts under his belt, and today was start number 100. Had you never watched the sport of baseball before, you would have said, oh, this guy's definitely done this at the big league level before. For the fans that are out there that are not familiar with Parker Messick and his game and the minor league system, all that kind of stuff, what kind of arm is this long-term for our guards?
Yeah, I think Messick long-term is probably like a back of the rotation, maybe profiles as a number three at his best, but probably more like a four or five. He's got two good pitches. Like, he's got good fastball command, and the fastball is tough to pick up due to his delivery, so he's got deception. And the changeup's really his bread and butter, too, so it's a really good pitch that he'll be able to keep right-handers off of him, and he can throw it to lefties as well. He really needs that third pitch. Like, the slider and the curveball didn't really do a whole lot for him in the minors, so he'll need to probably get some advancement out of those pitches. Maybe he can continue that development at the big league level, but he's got poise, he's got deception, he's got command and control, and he's got two really good pitches, especially in that changeup, so I think he'll profile pretty nicely as kind of a 3, 4, or 5. If he develops that third pitch, then definitely more of a 3.
A guy that I would like to see get some things figured out here in short order is Slade Ciccone. At one point a couple weeks ago, this was a guy, Justin, that I really thought was the dude that I depended on the most in this entire starting rotation. The last two starts have been pretty bad. How does Slade get right this weekend?
He's going to have to throw more first pitch strikes the last couple of starts. He's gotten behind in the count, and he really just hasn't had a lot of feel or command, it looks like, for his breaking stuff. The curveball and the slider have been kind of his better pitches this year, and when he gets behind in the count, teams can sit on his fastball, and the same issue he had a year ago in Arizona before he even made changes in Cleveland was that his fastball, even though he could throw it 96, was a very hittable fastball, and when he's not commanding his breaking stuff here, then teams can sit on that fastball after they've been doing the last two starts. Because if you'll notice, he's not really walking guys, but he's being very hittable in the zone. And when you don't put yourself in good counts and you just have a hard time getting feel for your spin, guys don't have to really respect your off-speed stuff, and they could just go right for your fastball. So I think for him, it starts with throwing strike one, and it starts with having some sort of plan for making sure that you have a feel or a plan for your breaking stuff.
Justin, I want to go back to Parker Messick for just a second because I was just so encouraged by what I saw today. Platooning has kind of seemed to be the hot buttony word of this Cleveland Guardians season as we're talking about the batting order, but it feels like that last starting pitcher spot they've just tried everything between the Cantillos of the world and now Parker Messick. But after we saw what we just saw this afternoon and into the evening, there's no way that they could ever send this kid back down, right?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting decision what they do, because essentially the reason Cantillo was sent down is because they were taxed in the bullpen and they needed another arm to bring up at that point, because the starters were not going all that long. And he was just kind of the odd man out with his options. They have to handle their options on the big league level a very different way, because Cantillo's already been in AAA, so this is his last option season. Slade Ciccone has not been optioned down because he was in the minors this year to rehab an injury. This technically would be his last option year. And with Parker Messick, do you really want to option him down and burn his first option year this late in the season in his rookie year, and he's still going to qualify as a rookie next year, I believe, at this point. But do you really want to burn that first option year this year? So I'm really curious to see what they do, because Slade Ciccone can't go anywhere because he needs to figure things out at the big league level. I think that's part of why they kept him up, in addition to the option thing. And Joey Cantillo, I think he just needs to throw more strikes as well. And they kind of have an idea of who he is already. So it's going to be interesting to see how they handle the options. I personally wouldn't want to burn the option on Parker Messick this year, but we'll see how they want to get through the end of the year at this point.
Justin Latta, Locked On Guardians, joins us on the Fan Hotline. Elsewhere, CJ Kathis's bat surely seems like a welcomed addition in a small sample size here so far. What do you make of what he's been able to do with the big club thus far?
Yeah, he's able to get the ball in the air a lot. He has pretty good at-bats, I would say. You know, there is a little bit of chase there. Teams are starting to maybe figure out they can get him with low breaking stuff. So a little bit of chase there, but he does find the barrel a lot. He can get the ball in the air to his pull side, so you're seeing plenty of power so far. I think he'll settle in. The strikeout rate will come down a little bit. He'll walk a little bit more. He hasn't done that a ton yet, but overall I think you have to be impressed by what he's done. He gives you a good quality at-bat. He finds a way to plug the gap and get the ball in the air. So I think he's been a much needed source of pop and just overall a good at bat in the lineup for a kid who, you know, is also a rookie and doesn't look overmatched or phased by the big league environment, the same as Parker Messick.
On the prospect front, Justin, since the last time we talked, Travis Bezzana got the call to Columbus. How's that progressing? And when do you personally anticipate that we could see him up here in Cleveland?
I don't think you're going to see Bezzana this year. I think it's very unlikely. There are like some maybe scenarios where it could make sense, but right now it doesn't seem to, because Cleveland continues to struggle right now and they're falling out of the playoff race a little bit. And I think even if he did miss a month or two with the oblique injury, it would have been dictated if he got called up by their place in the standings. But he seems to have this adjustment period everywhere he goes. When he got to Lake County last year coming out of college, there was like a settling in period where he was taking a lot of pitches and he was being, you know, patient, trying to track pitches. And then he would get in a swing mode. He'd be a little bit late on his swings. So he, you know, missed fastballs or he'd foul them back. And then in Akron, that's kind of how the season started out for him as well. When he came back from the injury earlier this year in Akron, he started to swing the bat better, was a little bit less passive in his approach. And now that he's up in Columbus, you can see he's taking, you know, four or five pitches in at bat sometimes, and he is running deep counts, but it also kind of puts him in a defensive mode with his swing where he is behind fastballs a little bit. And he's starting to come out of that. He had a double tonight. He hit a ball. He hits the warning track that, you know, I think was 400 feet. So he got around on that one. I think it's just a feeling out period for him, and you'll probably see that at the major leagues when he does get there. But I'd probably bank on next season at this point for Travis.
Are we thinking opening day 2026, or is it just way too early to tell?
Oh, I think it's too early to tell. I think he'll get an invite to big league spring training. You know, they still have Juan Brito they got to figure things out with, who, right, you know, is not a great defender at second base, but...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
A decent bat. There's still Rokio and Arias, so it would be ideal for him to start the year with them because he would have the prospect promotion incentive where if he wins Rookie of the Year, the Guardians could get a first-round pick in 2027. But I also think they're going to do what's best for him long-term. They're going to do what's best for them long-term, and that might also mean, you know, playing with service time and trying to get that extra year of service out of him too.
Makes sense. Shane Bieber set to start for the Toronto Blue Jays, I believe, Friday. As we sit here kind of debating on if our own season is dead, you think Shane's going to give Toronto a lift this postseason?
Man, he's looked really good in his minor league starts. So I find it pretty probable he's going to. He's looked as good as I think we've seen him in a couple of years. Like, his fastball velocity is pretty consistent. He's finally comfortable throwing a changeup. The breaking stuff looks good. There was points late in Bieber's tenure with Cleveland where he was really heavy on the fastball and cutter. He wasn't throwing the breaking stuff, and he just never had the changeup and fought because he didn't feel like he needed it, or he felt like he never had the confidence in what he wanted it to do, and he finally just gave up and decided to try what he had. And, yeah, he looks really good, really healthy, really strong. So I would bet on Bieber being a pretty good pickup for Toronto as they head towards the postseason. And I think they're still in first place in the East. So it'll be exciting to watch and see what he can do getting back to the playoffs.
Last one for you, Justin. Appreciate you joining us here on the Fan Hotline. We did the debate last segment before you popped on. If you had to guess tonight, August 20th, you think this Guardian season is dead?
Yeah, if you had to ask me right now, they've lost 5 of the last 6 to 2 teams that are under 500, even though the Braves, you know, it's all about when you play teams. The Braves have had a really poor season in terms of health and just luck sometimes, but they played them at a time when their lineup was hot, and that's still a very good lineup. Arizona is still a pesky team, so they lost 2 or 3 there. It's going to be a last-ditch effort. You know, they play Texas, and they play Kansas City, and they play the White Sox, so they have some time left to dig themselves out with teams in front of them. But they're going to have to get it back on track real soon. I'd say their odds probably dipped pretty low this week after losing their last 5 of 6.
Jeez, it is, you know, hard to see them crawling out from this. The division, you know, at 10.5 games is pretty much curtains. Hopefully they could cling on to some sort of wild card hope. Justin, appreciate you popping on tonight with me, bro.
Hey, thanks for having me. That keeps up the good work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.